Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of 3Tune Tuesday. I am your host, Bonaparte, and 3Tune Tuesday is my opportunity to whisk you away to a time when wind-up phonographs were the height of technology, and the art of recording music was still a wonder of acoustics. Today is Tuesday, May the 28th, and you found your way to my digital abode, a quaint cottage nestled in the sprawling digital countryside, where all are welcome. Please, step inside, make yourself comfortable. Envision yourself settling into a large, plush Victorian chair, the kind that envelops you in comfort with an old-fashioned stand-up radio beside you. Close your eyes, and let me guide you on a journey back in time. This week, we delve into the theme of songs of protest, exploring the melodies and lyrics that have been instrumental in voicing dissent and advocating for change throughout history. These songs serve as a testament to the enduring spirit of resistance and the power of music to inspire action and unity. Music has always been a profound tool for social change and resistance, offering a voice to the voiceless and rallying cries for the marginalized. Protest songs transcend mere entertainment. They encapsulate the struggles, hopes, and dreams of those who seek a better world. From the abolitionist anthems of the Civil War era to the labor union ballads of the early 20th century, these songs have played a pivotal role in shaping societal narratives and galvanizing movements. Today, we celebrate three timeless pieces that not only reflect the issues of their times, but also resonate with the ongoing quest for justice and equality. Protest songs have a long and storied history, with roots that can be traced back to the earliest forms of musical expression. These songs have always served as a powerful means of communication, particularly in times when the voices of the oppressed were silenced by mainstream society. Originating in folk traditions and passed down through oral histories, protest songs became a crucial medium for expressing dissent, rallying support, and inspiring action. They provided a unifying soundtrack for social movements, offering both comfort and a call to arms for those fighting for change. Throughout history, protest songs have given voice to the marginalized, becoming anthems for various social and political movements. During the abolitionist movement, songs like John Brown's Body and the Battle Hymn of the Republic rallied people to the cause of ending slavery. In the early 20th centuries, labor strikes were energized by such songs as Solidarity Forever and Which Side Are You On?, which highlighted workers' struggles and demands for fair treatment. The women's suffrage movement also harnessed the power of music, with songs like The March of the Women advocating for women's rights. These songs not only reflected the issues and sentiments of their times, but also played an instrumental role in mobilizing and sustaining efforts for social justice. Our first song today is the iconic Battle Hymn of the Republic, recorded by Frank C. Stanley in 1906 on the Victor label. This stirring anthem has its roots deep in American history, emerging during the tumultuous years of the Civil War. Originally written as a hymn called John Brown's Body, it was sung by Union soldiers marching to battle. The song's powerful lyrics and rousing melody made it a favorite among troops, embodying the fight for freedom and the Union's resolve to end slavery. The lyrics we know today were penned by Julia Ward Howe, who was inspired to write new words after visiting a Union army camp. Stirred by the soldiers' fervor and the moral cause of their fight, Howe wrote the Battle Hymn of the Republic in a single night. Published in 1862, her version of the song quickly gained popularity and became synonymous with the Union's moral and military campaign. Its refrain, "Glory, glory, hallelujah," echoed the determination and righteous cause of the abolitionist movement, making it a timeless symbol of American patriotism, and justice. The 1906 recording by Frank C. Stanley captures the enduring spirit of this historic anthem. Stanley, known for his clear baritone voice and emotive delivery, brought the song to life for a new generation of listeners at the dawn of the 20th century. This recording is significant not only for its historical value, but also for its role in preserving the song's legacy. As we listen to Stanley's rendition, we're transported back to a pivotal era in American history, reminded of the enduring power of music to inspire and unite.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He's trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his swift and mighty sword. His troop is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of a hundred circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damp. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamp. This day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. This day is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah, while God is marching on.
And now, a brief intermission to tell you about our wonderful sponsor, Skeleton Brew Coffee. If you're a lover of rich, bold flavors that evoke a sense of nostalgia, Skeleton Brew Coffee is the perfect choice for you. Each cup is crafted to provide a burst of energy that will carry you through your day with the same passion and spirit as the protest songs we've been exploring. Skeleton Brew Coffee offers 6 distinct roasts, ranging from a delicate light roast to a robust dark roast. Whether you prefer the subtle nuances of a light or the deep, intense flavors of a dark, there's a blend to suit every palate. Each roast is carefully selected and roasted to perfection, ensuring a delightful and satisfying coffee experience. Moreover, when you do choose Skeleton Brew Coffee, you're not just treating yourself to a delicious cup of coffee, you're also supporting a great cause. 10% of all purchases are donated to nonprofit organizations dedicated to preserving and promoting the arts. So, why not indulge in a cup of Skeleton Brew Coffee and contribute to a worthy cause at the same time? Visit their website at https://skeletonbrew.coffee to explore their range and make a purchase today. Our second song for today is the poignant Hard Times Come Again No More, composed by the renowned American songwriter Stephen Foster, often referred to as the father of American music. Foster wrote a number of songs that have become staples of American folk music over the ages. Hard Times Come Again No More, published in 1854, is one of his most enduring works. Foster's ability to capture the emotional essence of everyday life in his music has ensured his place in the annals of American musical history. Hard Times, Come Again No More, vividly depicts the struggles and hardships faced by many during its time. The lyrics lament the difficulties of life, particularly for the poor and disenfranchised, while also expressing a longing for relief and better days. The song's chorus, with its heartfelt plea for hard times to end, resonated deeply with listeners, especially during periods of economic hardship. Its universal themes of suffering, yet hope, have allowed it to transcend its era, making it a timeless anthem for those facing adversity. This 1919 recording by Louise Homer brings a classical and operatic touch to this folk classic. Homer, who was a celebrated contralto of her time, was known for her powerful and emotive voice. Her rendition captures the sorrow and yearning embedded in Foster's lyrics, while also showcasing her vocal prowess. The recording was produced by the Victrola label, helping to introduce the song to a broad audience and preserving its legacy for future generations such as today. Take a moment to talk about Blind Skeleton itself, your go-to resource for all things related to vintage communication and entertainment. If you have a passion for the charm and history of early 20th century media, you'll find a treasure trove of intriguing content at Blind Skeleton. Our website, https://blindskeleton.one, is dedicated to exploring the fascinating worlds of silent movies, black and white films, the golden age of radio, and so much more. You'll discover a rich collection of blog articles that delve into the history and cultural significance of various forms of vintage entertainment. We offer insightful movie reviews, detailed historical articles, and engaging analyses that bring the past to life. Whether you're a seasoned lover of the old arts or just a curious newcomer, our content is designed to entertain, inform, and inspire. Don't forget to follow Blind Skeleton on social media to stay updated with our latest posts and exclusive content. By joining our online community, you'll be the first to know about new articles, special features, and upcoming events. We love connecting with fellow enthusiasts and sharing our passion for the golden days of entertainment. So go and head over to Blind Skeleton and immerse yourself in the captivating world of vintage media. Our final song of the day is A Man's a Man for That, a powerful piece composed by the celebrated Scottish poet Robert Burns. Burns, who has often been hailed as Scotland's national poet, wrote this song way back in 1795. Known for his lyrical prowess and a deep empathy for the common people, Burns composed numerous works that reflected the social and political sentiments of his time. A Man's a Man for That stands out as one of his most enduring songs, encapsulating his ideals of equality and human dignity. The song boldly addresses themes of social equality and the intrinsic worth of every individual, regardless of their social or economic status. Burns challenges the societal norms that value people based on their wealth or titles, asserting that true worth lies in a person's character and integrity. The song's refrain, "For that and that, it's coming yet for that man to man, the world over shall brothers be for that," envisions a world where equality and brotherhood prevail. Its message resonated deeply during Burns' time and continues to inspire those who advocate for social justice today. This recording, by Hector Grant on the Zonophone record label, brings a distinctive Scottish flavor to the song. Grant's interpretation, with his authentic Scottish accent and emotive delivery, adds a layer of cultural richness to Burns' words. This early 20th century recording helped preserve the song's legacy, making it accessible to a wider audience well beyond Scotland. As we listen to this rendition by Hector Grant, we're reminded of the universal and enduring appeal of Burns' visions of equality and human dignity. as we bring this episode of 3Tune Tuesday to a close, let's take a moment to reflect on the powerful protest songs we've explored today. From the stirring battle hymn of the Republic, which galvanized the Union cause during the Civil War, to the poignant Hard Times Come Again No More, capturing the struggles of the poor, and finally to the egalitarian anthem A Man's a Man for That by Robert Burns. These songs have vividly illustrated the role of music in advocating for social change and justice. Each of these pieces has transcended its era, leaving a mark on the cultural and political landscapes of their time. Protest songs hold an enduring power and relevance, continuing today to inspire and unite people across generations. They remind us of the shared human experiences of struggle and hope, and their messages remain as pertinent today as they were when first composed. Whether addressing issues of equality, freedom, or economic hardship, these songs resonate with our collective desire for a better world. As we listen to these timeless melodies, we are reminded of the importance of standing up for our beliefs and the potential of music to drive meaningful change. Thank you for joining me for this week's journey through the evocative world of protest songs. I hope you've enjoyed our exploration and found new appreciation for these historic recordings. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of 3Tune Tuesday, when we'll delve into another fascinating theme from the rich tapestry of early 20th century music. Please send me an email at bonaparte@blindskeleton.one. Share your thoughts and song suggestions for future episodes. I love listening and hearing to everything that everyone has to say. Until next time, may the power of music continue to inspire and uplift you. Goodbye, and have a wonderful week.